Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Dear Dr. Sala, writes a listener, please send me your literature on depression. I am 62 years old and I'm going through this. Another writes, I'm a retiree of 65 years of age and I have never been so depressed. While some elderly people struggle with depression, the fact is it takes its toll on every age group. Quote, I am 34 years old and married. I can't have a baby, and I'm so depressed I feel like my life has ended. Another writes, my 36-year-old son, not married and has no real friends, is in the pits of depression concerning his lifestyle and work. Another person confided, I have been plagued with thoughts of killing myself. I am so depressed. Among teenagers and young adults, depression is a major contributing factor to suicide, now the third leading cause of death among young people aged 15 to 24. For years, it was a taboo to talk about depression. But in recent years, our understanding of depression has allowed many in every walk of life to talk about it almost as freely as they would should they need to see a doctor as the result of a burst appendix. We've come a long ways in realizing that depression is not necessarily a spiritual problem. In the 60s, Ken Taylor's Living Bible became popular. Then suddenly, giving a talk at a luncheon, his voice faltered and became gravelly. Now, there's a connection between your emotions and your voice. Stress produces ulcers in some people. Stress in your voice is for others. When he sought the help of a Christian psychiatrist, the doctor suggested that, quote, this voice defect was God's way of punishing Taylor for tampering with his word. His response, he calmly continued the task God had given to him, thanking God for the infirmity as Paul told the Thessalonians we ought to do. Dr. William Glasser, a sort of common-sense psychiatrist and author of Reality Therapy, believes that depression causes a chemical imbalance in the brain, and the chemical imbalance in the brain also feeds depression. They're linked together. Now, if depression is run in your family, you're more prone to struggle with this at some point in your life than others. But that doesn't depreciate your value in the sight of God any more than the fact poor eyesight runs in other families. Holidays in winter are a major contributor to depression, especially when it's accompanied by loneliness and separation from your family or close friends. At times, medication can help those who struggle with this, and thank God for that help. But often, we medicate a problem or situation which can be changed, and with the change, the depression factor begins to dissipate. If you're facing post-holiday blues bordering on depression, don't punish yourself or think, well, if I were more spiritual, I could snap out of it. But I do suggest you force yourself to talk to someone, letting the other person know how you're feeling. You also need to remind yourself of what you probably pushed aside. Your situation is not a matter of indifference to God. You not only need to talk to someone else, but also with God. In his times of despair and depression, David turned to God who gave him deliverance. And finally, get help. To do that, you must overcome the feeling that you're sliding into a pit of despair and either feel incapable of reaching out to someone or else you don't want to. But whatever you do, don't give up. With David, you can then cry out, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock who is higher than I. Did today's commentary connect with you where you are? If so, I would like to hear from you. Email will reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org. And I want you to know, I keep confidence. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Sala.